There's hundreds of workers that now are not being paid.
There's a lot of finger-pointing. Yoohoo Group are pointing to Multiplex, saying you need to tell your workers. Furious tradies said Multiplex, they're in the dark as much as anyone about what Yoohoo wanted done. No one knows what's going on. They need this situation clarified, or they need to move on with their lives and try and get another job.
Yeah, so Bertie's down there now, mate. What's going on?
Down here now at the Jewel development. It's a pretty iconic place here on the coast. You get stuck in traffic around it, but also it's a very large couple of buildings, and we've always heard about the costings involved in this, and we thought, wow, it's going to be big, but jobs have ceased here now. And I've joined up amongst the several hundred workers here now who've all been supposedly laid off. Luke from the Palmer's Union, mate, you're the best man. Tell me, what's the go, bud?
So a mass meeting was held here yesterday, and the workers have decided to withdraw their labour and they're looking to seek for clarity from Yoohoo Group to look for secure jobs on this site. They've been here for over 2 years now, and all they're wanting to do is finish the job that they started.
Mm. Mate, we're coming into Christmas. I mean, it's not really. I don't understand why are you guys now standing out here when you're not in there? Why have they stopped work?
As I said, Yoohoo Group are giving no clarity to what's actually happening on this site. 2 weeks ago, they decided to take a number of scope of works out of the contract, and these guys are in limbo. They don't know where they're going to be coming next week. We've already had 150 guys laid off last week, and with more to come. So they're just looking for security on this job.
What's your next step, mate? As the union, what do you do? You keep rallying, keep pulling the barbie out, trying to get a media attention into this. What's the go?
That'll be a decision for the workers to make. They are the union, and that'll be their decision what they want to do. And you know, we'll continue this dispute until a resolution is made and these guys are back to work.
Mate, obviously there's a lot of people here now who are absolutely ropeable, I could imagine, because they've got families to feed, they've got mortgages, we have all got bills to pay. I guess being in limbo, it's not a good feeling for particularly this time of the year.
Certainly not. And that's why we need Yoohoo to come back to the table and give us some clarity and give us back the job and let us finish it.
Mate, is there something that the Gold Coast City Council could do, considering they signed off on this sort of work deal?
Well, that's a decision for the Gold Coast City. I can't comment on that.
Mate, the other one I was going to ask you is, of course, Yoohoo, if they're listening to our station this morning, do you have a clear message to them?
Yeah, get back to the table. Let's talk. We want to finish this job. We want to make this Jewel project an iconic building and an iconic place on the Gold Coast for people to come down to actually want to come to the Gold Coast and see what this project is.
Luke, how much more time is required to have the job completed, mate?
I'm not sure of the programming.
Okay, so it's still a fair while away, no doubt, but it's going to be a very controversial topic for quite some time, obviously, particularly with all the guys here, and it's quite a large site. We're talking several hundred workers all lined up along the streets here. It's basically a giant rally to get Yoohoo to come out and say, hey, what the hell's going on? We need answers.
Absolutely. We want answers. And these guys have been toiling on this job for 2 years and they deserve answers.